I'm James Randerson, and this is Science Extra from The Guardian. John Holdren is a professor in the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard and the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences. He's also chairman of the board of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and a passionate advocate for more action in the US on climate change. I asked him why the US public has been so slow to wake up to the dangers posed by rising CO2 emissions.
I think deniers of the reality of the climate change problem have been more effective in the United States than they've been in Europe. They've been more abundant in the United States. The United States is a very diverse, very heterogeneous society, and it seems to have a particularly high tolerance, even a high affection for heretics of various kinds. And the result has been that climate change deniers, or skeptics as they're sometimes called, have received attention in this country out of all proportion to their numbers, their qualifications, or the quality of their arguments. And it has slowed down the whole discussion in the United States. It was basically a deliberate strategy of some of the deniers to continue to focus attention on scientific uncertainty to prevent the discussion from moving forward to a discussion of what we could actually do about this problem, of what the solutions are likely to be. I think the deniers are finally losing the battle, and the discussion in the United States is now moving to solutions. Overwhelmingly, the public has been convinced not just by theoretical arguments, but by their own experience of the climate changing around them and what they're watching on their televisions.
So do you think
climate changing around them,
things like Katrina, you know, made a big difference?
Oh, I think Katrina did make a big difference. And again, it's not that you can attribute any single weather event to climate change, but people have actually come to understand, with the help of some useful analogies, like loading the dice. We're loading the dice in favor of more hurricanes of great power, even though you can't prove that any given one came from climate change. People are understanding that, and they realized as a result of Katrina that even in the most technologically capable and richest country in the world, we were unable to cope adequately with a weather disaster of a particular magnitude. And it does start rightly to get people worried when they think what we're doing to the climate is going to bring more of these extreme events, and we can't cope with them. There are going to be real costs here. Previously, Americans were perhaps too accepting of the proposition that it will cost a lot of money to fix climate change, and so we're not going to do it. That was the Bush administration argument, that President Bush said, I'm not going to do anything about climate change that would cost a single American job. Well, that's a preposterous argument, unless you ask, and how many American jobs will it cost not to address climate change? And what will the damage to the economy and the society as a whole be if we fail to address climate change? Americans have gotten around to understanding this now, and I think we're going to move towards solutions.
You used a favorite journalistic analogy, the tipping point, but not in the context of the climate, but in the context of public opinion. Do you really think that now that things are going to change quite rapidly?
I really do think we're close to a political tipping point in the United States on the climate change issue. A lot of different factors have contributed to it. Again, the drumbeat of science, new reports all the time saying something's happening bigger, faster, more dangerously than anybody thought a few years ago. The people's observations of climate change around them on the televisions. You've seen a change in the attitude of religious communities that are arguing to protect the climate on grounds of stewardship at the creation. You see a change in attitude in the defense community saying climate change is going to cause huge security problems internationally, magnify the tasks that military forces have to confront. You see the business community has changed dramatically in the United States in the last 5 years or so, to the point where we now have some of our most powerful and energy-linked corporations testifying in front of the U.S. Congress in favor of government regulation of greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, this is absolutely remarkable to have the leading American corporations begging the government to regulate them. And this is a sea change. It's a cresting wave. Of course, the Al Gore film, An Inconvenient Truth, you know, getting both an Oscar and a Nobel Prize for Al Gore and the IPCC, all of these things have had their effect. And all these factors, I think, are combining to produce this impending tipping point. And I think what it's going to tip us into is a serious climate policy, a mandatory economy-wide approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. And I think when the United States finally does this, it's going to change the political climate in the developing countries, who are suddenly going to be willing to think about doing more than they've been willing to do up until now, because they've had the United States both as a convenient excuse. If the United States, the biggest emitter and the largest cumulative contributor to the problem that we now have, won't do anything, why should we do anything? That's going to be gone. The United States will finally be doing something. And since the developing countries are increasingly recognizing that climate change is already harming them, they actually have a strong incentive to start joining in measures that can solve it.
That was John Holdren speaking to me at the AAAS Science Conference in Boston. For more interviews like this and the very best news and analysis from the worlds of science, technology and the environment, check out our Science Weekly podcast at guardian.co.uk/science.